This is the third time this year the private college in Dover has asked for public money. Wesley received $1 million from the state to help it meet requirements to leverage federal financial aid funding for its Delaware students, and the college gained approval for $2 million from Delaware's Higher Education Economic Development Investment Fund just weeks ago. It's now asking to draw an additional $3.2 million from that fund. Wesley President Robert Clark continues to make the case it's a worthy state investment, since over half of the college's students are Delawareans, and more than 80% of its graduates stay in the state.
And the other thing, let's be frank, people ask, well, you know, you're a private institution. The state's giving money to a private institution. And I think that is somewhat short-sighted to look at it that way, because it's not how we're branded. It should be about what we provide.
It's been reported Wesley was placed on a federal monitoring list earlier this year due to financial challenges. Clark says undergraduate enrollment at Wesley has steadily declined in recent years, like most small colleges, but he notes graduate enrollment is up. A spokesman with Delaware's Office of Management and Budget says any future funding granted to Wesley is contingent on the college's future sustainability. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.